joining us down at the tunnel, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Jim, it looks like your team has found their scoring again.
Yeah, we'll take scoring 5 goals all the time, Kelly. Not sure about giving up 8, but yeah, definitely nice to see some production on the offensive end.
Well, you got some great chemistry there with Jacqueline Costa on that line with Lauren Miller and Cicely Nelson. Did you see the same thing I did?
Well, I just got done talking to the team about, you know, we changing lines sometimes. You know, it can affect how teams play. So we're all good enough hockey players that it doesn't matter who you're out there with. Just go out there and make plays. And that was a perfect example of three that hadn't played together at all. They hadn't practiced together at all, but they just went out there and made plays. And, you know, again, it's part of our rush offense structure, certain plays. And what was nice to see is Lauren Miller. We showed him some things on film today, and that's the exact play Lauren Miller made when she came down on her off wing, cut to the middle. Created time and space for herself. Jack drives the net. We shoot. There's a rebound, and she scores. I mean, it's exactly the plays we show them. And so that was nice to see. And obviously the last one was just a real good effort by Lauren to get Jack the puck. And then Jack finished.
Well, you also got great play from Alexis Joyce, who you moved up to that second line of offense. Of course, you like having her on defense because she's so strong back there. But she always plays a little bit far into the offensive zone anyway as a defender. What did you see out of her today on that offensive side of the puck?
Well, she played forward all through high school. She certainly has done it in the past. She could play up there. She's gifted. I mean, that backhand she scored, that's not a goal that a lot of players, even at this level, can make. And, you know, she does it routinely. So, I wasn't surprised to see that. And obviously she works on that. She works on tip drills constantly in practice, and that was a great example of what happens when you do practice.
You got a chance to see Mackenzie Brook between the pipe. Obviously, this is her final year of eligibility. Good to give her a chance, isn't it?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm just real proud of how she competed. You know, again, her first start, you know, the first time she's played since last year. Hadn't played a game since, back when she was at Stevenson College, so... You know, to get thrown out there against this outfit, I just thought she did a heck of a job. And really proud of her.
Coach, you've got this in the books. You got St. Cloud State next weekend. You're back into WCHA play. What can you take from this weekend's game and give to your players going into league play again?
Well, again, just the ability to score some goals. And that was the other message to the team is how big next weekend really is. I mean, all you got to do is look at the board and see where St. Cloud is, see where we are, and obviously we're getting to that point where we want to start putting some more points up on the right side. And next Friday is the first opportunity, so it's we got a good week of practice coming up to get ready for it, but it's a real big weekend for us.
Coach, I had a chance to visit with Heather Olson during the second intermission, of course. This is pretty surreal for her as she's now a Beaver and had been a Lumberjack here in Bemidji, and the skate with the Beavers for her has got to be a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, I think so, yeah. It's just fun for all of them. It's just fun to see all those little kids. It's how about the Whitecaps players? I mean, here they are out there and a lot of them have a drive looking at them, and they're out there just spending some time with some young players and some young girls, and that's what it's all about.
Great role models. Coach, congratulations on a good weekend here. Got some scoring, and we'll talk to you next week before you take on St. Cloud.
Thanks, Kelly.